Welcome back to the Bronx Talk Show. Today is March 10th. I'm Ryan, joined here with Christian. And the Yankees are just one step closer to opening day. I believe it's 19 days before Gerrit Cole is going to toe the slab in Houston. And the Yankees are going to take on the Astros. We got a lot to talk about. There's been a lot of Yankees news this week. We're going to dive all into it. But Christian, first off, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm excited. I'm more excited than I was last weekend. It did feel like this week there was a lot more that happened and a lot more to get excited about. We'll see what happens with Blake Snell. He put something on his Instagram story today, like the eyes emoji. We'll see if he signs today. But yeah, I'm doing good. I'm excited. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just, getting really excited for Yankees baseball, the 2024 season. I got tickets to go to the home opener. I'm really excited for that. And, yeah, I'm just ready for the 2024 Yankees to take the field, the new players that we have, Juan Soto, Verdugo, Marcus Stroman, obviously seeing the captain again, one of the game's best players, Aaron Judge, taking the field in the Yankees pinstripes as he adds another season to his legacy and so on and so forth. I'm just really excited for that. And it's been a lot of Yankees news as spring training sort of progressed here. And there's been, some great things. We've seen some things that are not so great. We're going to talk about it all. But Christian, came out yesterday or a couple days ago that Oswald Peraza is going to be shut down for 6 to 8 weeks with that shoulder injury. Yeah. And, it's tough for Oswald Peraza. He came up first season, batted above 300 toward the end of the season. We're like, hey, this kid's something special. Goes into spring training last season. It was his job to lose. He had to play really bad, and Anthony Volpe had to play really good for him to lose that starting job. And that is exactly what happened. And obviously limited playing time last year, you could argue, hey, maybe he wasn't feeling it, couldn't get the consistent at-bats, couldn't find a groove. If you want to say that, that's fine. But when he did get his chances, he did not succeed. It did not go well for Oswald Peraza. And it's tough because now it's like, what are the Yankees going to do for him? He's obviously not going to be on the opening day roster. And he only has one option left, Christian. So once they send him down, like, it's a really bad situation for Oswald Peraza. And it seems just we're getting to the point where the Yankees have to move on. I don't know if the Yankees really have a choice at this point either.
It's tough. I had it as one of my hot takes that I think Peraza is going to be traded this season. And this hurt. I mean, I feel for him. He had a quote, and we put this out on our socials. He said, I want to give everything I have for this team, but there's certain things I can't control. I'm really devastated about this. And he, aside from the injury, the amount of pressure this guy has on him, I mean, as you said, he kind of lost himself the job last year. With that said, I do think it was kind of bound for Anthony Volpe. Like, I think he was going to find his way into the shortstop role at some point. But, Peraza didn't do himself justice, and, now he's kind of stuck, and this injury only sets him back further. Now this guy, I think best case scenario, Boone said he begins throwing April 20th, which is like 3.5 weeks into the season. And even then, he still has to build up, has to swing a bat. And, he's really only having less than half of spring training now. So it sucks for him. This is a bad situation. And I wonder where the Yankees go from here when he comes back in 6 or 8 weeks or whatever it is. I guess he starts in AAA, but then if he starts hitting, do you call him up? Because I think if you call him up, you can't send him back down, right? That's it. So
no,
Yankees might trap themselves here. Maybe he gets moved at the deadline, but I mean, this sucks for Oswald Peraza.
Yeah, and also his value has significantly gone down. Prior to a couple of years ago, I think the Yankees could have got, some good players back for Oswald Peraza, and now it just seems like he's in nobody's land. And you could obviously see Oswald Peraza going to another club, getting that playing time, maybe for a small market team, and really thriving there. But right now, it just doesn't look like it's going to happen in New York. It's really unfortunate to see, because we've heard so many good things about this player. And we heard, you know, last season and even still now that he might be one of the best defenders in the organization. And, you know, you don't want to just give those guys away. But it's really, really unfortunate. The injury sucks. You don't wish injuries upon any player. And, you know, certainly a guy like Oswald Peraza, who we know has been working really hard, you know, turn his season around or have a good season this year, get that bad taste out of his mouth from last year. We saw he bulked up. There was, I think he might have put it on his IG story. I don't know. So I've seen it. You'll see it somewhere. But his body last season compared to this season, he's a lot more muscle. He's looking a lot better. And, you know, it's really just unfortunate to see. And he's still young. There's still a lot of talent in there. But right now, I just don't see a scenario where it works with the Yankees, certainly long term, because Volpe, that's his position. I don't know, possibly second base, maybe if Gleyber leaves, and, you know, maybe the Yankees, that's a reason for them to hold on to Oswald Peraza. If they tours walks, they could move Peraza over to second base. So who knows, but right now it's just not looking good for Oswald Peraza and the New York Yankees.
It's not. I feel like, you know, in terms of him taking over for Gleyber, or even DJ, whether he plays third or second next year, I feel like he would have to really show the Yankees something
this year.
Yeah,
definitely.
Because, I mean, they're ideally going to be a pretty competitive team, whether they re-sign Soto or not. I mean, they're kind of in their window these next few years. Judge, Cole, I don't think they're just going to say, all right, Peraza, let's see what you can give us for a full season. So he's going to have to prove something if the Yankees keep him. So this is a very important season for him. I don't think he's going to get a lot of opportunities, and especially when something like this happens, an injury, it only hurts him more. So, I mean, it's a tough situation for him, but I think if he wants a future with the Yankees, he's going to have to really impress in the limited opportunities he gets. And, I mean, that sucks. That's unfortunate, but, I mean, that's just kind of the spot that he's in right now. So, I mean, we'll see what we get from him. The Yankees also kind of have another tough decision to make with their catching. Austin Wells has been hitting great this spring. I think maybe two straight games with a homer. Yeah. His swing looks great. Seems like he's kind of meshing with Gerrit Cole. However, if Austin Wells and Jose Trevino are on the opening day roster, Ben Wortvedt is off the team. Or at least he has to go through waivers. So what do they do there?
I mean, look, I think you got to go with Austin Wells and Jose Trevino. I feel like they just give you the best chance to win. I know Gerrit Cole likes throwing the Ben Wortvedt, but I don't know. I mean, I just think it's the most logical answer, especially if Austin Wells keeps playing the way he has this spring. And, you know, he finished last season very well on a high note. You're not putting the kid in AAA. You're just not. It's sending the wrong message to the organization, and you're not treating him fairly. I'd be absolutely shocked if the Yankees did that. And Trevino is your guy. You know, this guy went to the All-Star, made the All-Star team in 2022, won a platinum glove in 2022 as well. So, look, you're not getting rid of Jose Trevino either. He's your guy. And I think, you know, although it's a tough choice, I feel like, you know, it's the best choice. And, you know, I don't think Ben Wortvedt's a bad player. I think he could definitely be a backup catcher, possibly start in this league. And maybe the Yankees, you know, look to trade him. Who knows? But I think you just got to go with Austin Wells and Jose Trevino. And I'm getting really excited from what I'm seeing about Austin Wells, Christian. I said a few years ago when, you know, Volpe was in the minor leagues, Peraza, Austin Wells, and everyone's hyping up Volpe and Dominguez, stuff like that. And I was saying Austin Wells, in my opinion, is going to be the best out of all of them. Who knows if that will still be true, but I really am high on Austin Wells. I like him a lot, and I'm getting really excited. about him this spring, a nice lefty catcher with some pop. And I never even knew this. This is sort of a cool fact, but he steals bases, Christian. last season, I think it was last season he got thrown out. And I believe they said that the last time he had gotten thrown out was in college. Like, that's
really well. Does he steal bases or does he just not attempt?
No, like he steals bags. Like he stole, I think, third base or the other day.
Yeah, no, I did see that.
Yeah,
I'm pulling up his stats now. He could be like a judge and just pick the right opportunity. He does steal bases.
Yeah.
16 in 2022 across the minors, 7 in 2023. Let's see. Nothing with the Yankees, but he does actually steal bases. That is very surprising.
Yeah, I mean, hey, like I think Curry was saying it, you know, like a catcher, or maybe it was Nelson, but, you know, a catcher, you're not expecting them to go.
Yeah.
You're just not. But, hey, you know, the big boy can move, so – you know, that's a bonus. You don't get a catcher that can really steal bags and be that athletic. But, you know, that's a bonus, you know. So that was kind of cool. But I'm absolutely loving what I'm seeing from Austin Wells. Jose Trevino just came back today. One for one. Christian, did you watch his app? It looks like he has a new stance. I don't know. Maybe
I saw that too. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I saw a weird angle of it.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't see anything today. I saw like him hitting live and it was from like behind. And it did look a lot different. Cause you know how he normally like wags the bat a ton. He's like not a little jittery almost. He almost seemed kind of like standstill in the box. It did look a lot different. Yeah.
I noticed something with his foot too. You know, I'm not like a huge stance guy. I didn't like totally remember his stance, but like if my memory serves correct, it's just like foot down swing. Like it seems like he's lifting his foot up and has his like a timing mechanism to like keep his foot on the ground and then plant. I noticed that was there. It looks different. So maybe he made an adjustment there.
That was another thing. 100%. He has a leg kick now. I don't know if that was just the clip I saw. Maybe he was trying something out because this was live BPs or live at bats. But yeah, the clip I saw, he's a new stance. So I do want to see if that's real. I mean, we'll see. I don't think Jose Trevino relying on his hitting at all. And that's kind of what excites me about Austin Wells, that we're going to actually have a catcher that could contribute to our lineup. And, you know, I was at Trevino, like, I guess 2022, he was all right, and he surprised a lot of people. But at the end of the day, he was a below-average hitter, and you're not going to get much from our catcher, right? But Austin Wells, I mean, this guy's a lefty hitter with pop, right? He's not someone that we're just throwing in to catch our pitchers and call games. No, it's someone that can actually contribute at the bottom of the lineup. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing that excites me. And, you know, we see it a lot, like Spencer Jones, he's going to be really cool. And like last year, Volpe, that was super fun to watch. But the thing with Austin Wells is even if he doesn't turn out to be the Babe Ruth of hitting, like at the end of the day, he's a catcher. So his floor is very high, and then his ceiling is also very high. So I think this guy is going to be awesome. I'm pumped to see what this guy's got.
And Boone said the other day that he's really made big improvements on his defense, Austin Wells too. And, you know, that was a thing a couple years ago, like the Yankees were, you know, maybe move him to first base or something like that. Could he be a catcher? And Yankees are sticking with him being a catcher, and it looks like he's made big improvements there, and you know the offense looks really good. So I mean, you got to be really, really excited with the Yankees catching situation. You know, I don't totally trust Jose Trevino perhaps to stay healthy the whole year. He had groin problems going into spring training, obviously had the wrist injury last year. So you know, Ben Rourke, that not me in the minor leagues, he's probably going to be with a different club. Right. But you want to make sure you have a third catcher. As an injury happens, I don't want Carlos Narvaez, okay? Luis Torrens, he's had a pretty good spring. Perhaps they go with him. Maybe the Yankees go out and get someone. But I believe I said that last episode. But, you know, small thing as a general manager, right, you know, trying to add to that depth. Right now that's something I would be looking for. Unless they're confident in Luis Torrens, who's also looked good. I believe he came from Seattle last year, but I don't know. But that's something I would be looking for.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the one thing. It just gets tricky. I mean, I think every Yankee fan would have no problem saying bye to Rortvedt. Maybe Cashman would have a problem because then there goes his Donaldson trade. But the thing is, who's your third catcher? So
yeah.
That's where it gets tricky, but I mean, you can go out and get a veteran catcher in a second and someone that can call games and put up a performance and give you nothing with the bat. So it's not the end of the world if you're relying on a third catcher. And I think at the end of the day, you have to give the job to Wells, assuming he keeps hitting and good defensively. But yeah, he has impressed me a lot.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's get into the rotation. I do want to play sort of the game that we put out where we go through each pitcher. And let's start with Gerrit Cole, Ryan. A scale of 1 to 4, what is your confidence level in Gerrit Cole? I think this is going to be about as easy as it gets here.
I mean, the guy won the Cy Young last year, so if you're anything lower than a 4, I just don't see how that makes any sense. So it's definitely 4 there, no question about it.
Yeah, it's Cole. I've said this before. I think he really has a great shot to win another Cy Young. Mm-hmm. I think he could be even better than last year. But then, you know, after Cole, it's question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Who is even the 2? I guess Carlos Rodon. Where would you stand with him?
This is tough. I have him at a 1 right now. Maybe a 2. If you don't want to look into spring training numbers, he's just concerning. He hasn't looked good this spring. I know it's spring training. I know the stats don't matter. We've seen this. We've seen that. Doesn't translate to the major leagues. What this guy, the performance this guy had last season, and right now the way he's playing in spring training, is it's concerning. I mean, 4 Yankee minor leaguers took him deep, and it's really been the long ball that's the issue with him. And you were saying this last year, everyone was saying it. He's way too predictable. Way too predictable. Maybe he was able to get by with it, you know, when he was in San Francisco and Chicago, you know, mixing in that fastball slider. But I don't think I don't think he throws hard enough to overpower you with the fastball. And his slider is a good slider, but it's not where it needs to be. And he's way too predictable. His stuff is not overpowering. And I think guys are could sit one pitch. And I know he was working on – he was throwing a cutter a little bit last year, I believe. But I don't know. I am really concerned with Carlos Rodon, Christian. And I know people with the spring training numbers, and they don't want to buy into it. But, you know, I think Carlos Rodon has, you know, 2 or 3 more starts before opening day. And if he gets lit up in all of them, he's not going to be the second pitcher in the rotation. At least in my book, you know, move him 4, 3 or 4. Cause I just don't think that makes sense. And the way he's performing right now is very concerning. And I think the pressure is on him. You know, the quotes, looks like the media is starting to dig in a little bit. We heard him say, like, I'm a really good pitcher. I'm a really good pitcher in this game, something like that. And, I'm very concerned with Carlos Rodon. I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah, I think you're lying to yourself if you say you're not. This guy, I know a lot of people at the beginning of spring training wanted to support him. And, you know, everyone was kind of looking into the bright side, as were we. Like,
yes.
I think 2 weeks ago we were saying, buying into this guy looks thinner, looks like his velo's back. So I'm not going to totally go back on all that and just ignore it and say, all right, he's the same pitcher as last year. Because to be honest, everyone's getting roughed up in spring training.
Yeah.
So if you want to look at that, then it's time to be nervous about everyone. However, I think it's also fair to say he's probably not going to go magically go back to his 2022 self, yeah. Right? Yeah, he was injured last year, but he still did pitch like 20-something starts. Yeah. So to discount that and just be praying for this guy to go back to 2022, it's a little bit of a long shot. And obviously we're hoping for that, but I'd be lying if I said I'm confident that he can be that pitcher again. So it's nerve-wracking. You know, I've kind of said I think a large part of how the Yankee season goes is in the hands of Carlos Rodon. So that scares me. But, I mean, bare minimum, this guy has to be at least average.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't. If you're not going to be the pitcher that we paid you, then just be average, all right? And that's a bad contract, but whatever. But, I mean, if this guy's going to be a 6 ERA and he just lost it, Yankees are fucked, okay?
Yeah, no, they're really screwed. What do they have, 4 more years after this? I mean, I feel like he has to learn another pitch. Because when he – in 2022 – he was so good because his slider was so fast. It was one of the best in baseball, and he was able to get by with 2 pitches. I'm not seeing the same, bite on his slider, and his fastball's not overpowering enough. And, that's why the home runs are happening. He's just – it doesn't look like he's as overpowering. And the 2 pitches really concern me. The home runs concern me. I'm really concerned with Carlos Rodon, and if I'm him, I'm concerned too, because if he goes out there this year and we're not even a month into April, Christian, this guy makes 1 start at Yankee Stadium, gets lit up, he is gonna get destroyed. He's absolutely gonna get destroyed, and it's scary, and I don't like where we're at. Although, if you're Carlos Rodon, you got to understand you have a few more starts, got plenty of time to figure things out. But I am concerned. And also, another thing that concerns me is the control. That has been a problem since he's joined the Yankees. Walks, falling behind in the counts, right? That's going to lead to damage. You put runners on base, mistake, 3-run homer. So, concern. But there is still time, so... relax a little bit, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm at a 1.
Yeah,
in terms of my confidence, I hope he proves everyone wrong and returns to his 2022 self. But we'll see. How about this? Is a tough one. Nestor Cortez. He's had some rough spring training starts. Again, I wouldn't really look into that. Last year was not good. But we've seen Nestor kind of prove a lot of people wrong. I feel like for a while, everyone was just waiting for Nestor to just regress. And everyone kind of thought it was a fluke, and he just never did. And then I guess maybe you could say finally last year he did. But, I mean, he was also injured.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good year the last year. However, I had this as one of my hot takes. I'm pretty confident that Nestor – can at least give us something in the rotation. I'm confident in his ability to stay healthy and give us innings and quality starts. I don't know if he's going to be, the funky, great pitcher that we've seen, I guess, 2022 and 21, but I think he's going to give us something this year. I think we're going to be happy with what we get.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm allowed to give a half number, but I'd say right now I'm a 2.5 with Nestor Cortez. But I feel like just give me a couple good Nestor starts and I'll be back up there at a 3, 3.5. So has to find his groove a little bit. But the thing with Nestor is he's a pitcher, right? He's a pitcher. He's smart. He's going to pinpoint his locations. He's not going to overpower you. But a guy like that, I trust. You know, he knows what he's doing out there. He knows how to mix his pitches. He knows how to play that chess game, you know, rather than a guy like Rodon, who's sort of just trying to, like, overpower you, doesn't quite have the stuff. A guy like Nestor, not concerned at all, you know, throwing 92, 93, you know, hit his spots, you know, he'll be okay. And I truly feel like in this league, as long as you can hit your spots and pinpoint your execution, for the most part, you'll be okay. So I'm not really that concerned with Nestor. I just really hope he'll be able to stay on the field and be effective.
Yeah. To clear out, I don't know if this is what you meant, but, like, not to say Rodon's not a pitcher, but yeah. I think he's more of a relying on his velocity.
Yes, yes.
And,
yes,
you know, movement on his slider, whereas Nestor can kind of do the mind games. So, yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. I do think Nestor is a smart enough and crafty pitcher where even if he doesn't have as great stuff, he'll still be able to get out. So,
yeah,
you know, and we got to be confident in some guys in this rotation.
Yeah, definitely.
How about Marcus Stroman?
Right now, I'd say a 3, but that's just the way he's looked in spring training. You know, this guy last year was, for the first half of the season, was in the Cy Young conversation with the Cubs, right? So, I mean, we know how good this guy can be. I'm excited for Marcus Stroman. I got to be honest with you. I think, you know, what we've seen from social media and how hard he's working, you know, some could say that's just, you know, talk, yada, 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 whatever. But, hey, like, if he's really putting in that work, I think we'll be in a good spot with Marcus Stroman. And, you know, like I said last year with the Cubs, first half, one of the best pitchers in the league. So I'm confident with him. And I'm excited for him. So it looks like as of now, or what he said a couple weeks ago, it looks like he's going to start the home opener, be third in that rotation. So, hey, I don't know. I'm really, really excited, for Marcus Stroman.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm trying not to let spring training go into my brain because he has had good starts. And, you know, I'm thinking about that. Because if we rewinded 3 weeks ago, the conversation was, this guy's our biggest wild card. Who knows what we're going to get, how he's going to handle New York. But I guess what I'll say this, just watching him pitch, watching his poise on the mound, he doesn't seem like the crazy wild card that I guess some people were making him out to be. And maybe he's changed. Maybe that was just blown out of proportion. Maybe he hasn't really been tested yet. But I do think this guy, I mean, he's off social media. He's generally a fly ball pitcher. He's going to keep the ball in the park. I think he's going to give us sort of like what I think Nestor is going to give us in a lot of quality starts. And, you know, I think we're going to be feeling good about Stroman come the end of the year. So I would put it at a 3. I think we're going to be happy with what we get from Stroman. So
absolutely.
The last guy is the Shark, Clark.
Clark, the Shark. I'm at a 2 with Clark. I mean, today he got roughed up quite a bit. But listen, I mean, I don't really know. He pitched good towards the end of last season. There was a stretch there for a while that he was pitching really, really well. I'd say the first 2-3 months of last year were absolutely abysmal. I was screaming at the Yankees to get this guy off the mound. He looked like an absolute mess. But, you know, he worked, you know, give the Yankees credit. I mean, they stuck with him. He figured some things out. Look, I kind of know. I would say Clark Schmidt, besides Gerrit Cole, is probably the most predictable guy. I feel like you're going to get what you get. I feel like he's going to be an average pitcher. There's going to be outings where he looks like garbage. And, you know, there's going to be outings where he looks really solid out there. You know, I have him like a, you know, high 3, low 4 ERA kind of guy. That's what I expect out of Clark Schmidt. It is what it is. And, you know, I feel like hopefully he'll be solid. And who knows? Maybe Matt Blake and him figure something out, and maybe he takes the next step. I'm not totally sure. I'm not totally confident in that happening. But hey, who knows? I'd say, yeah, like high three, low four ERA is where we're going to see Clark Schmidt, and he's going to be a good solid pitcher for the Yankees. Nothing too crazy and nothing too bad either. So right there in the middle.
Show me a three. I mean, I have big expectations for Clark Schmidt, and I think some people are maybe discounting what this guy can bring. I mean, he was a first round draft pick, yeah, and he's gotten pretty much better each season. So I think he can really take his game to the next level. And kind of what I said, I think, or I guess what I said about Wells, I think Schmidt has a floor that's relatively high for where he's at in his career. He still can't get lefties out. So if he could figure that out, he would be a totally different pitcher. But look, if not, I mean, then you can kind of just play the matchups. You know, teams like the Blue Jays, he'll do well against. And, you know, if he's going against a good lefty in the six, you just pull him. So the thing is, he doesn't give much distance, but I think he can become a very good starting pitcher. I just don't think the length's going to be there. But, I mean, I'm expecting him to take another stride this year and get better, all bearing health. But, yeah, no, I think this guy still has more to give. I don't think we should just settle for what we got last year with Clark Schmidt.
I like where you're thinking. Yeah, I mean, that'd be really big for the Yankees. I mean, for the most part, like, I'd say, you know, Cole, Nestor, Schmidt, and Stroman, like, I feel like we're in a good spot. Rodon's really concerning. And I feel like the four that we have are really good, but I feel like the most concerning part is Rodon, because even if Rodon, Christian, like you said, is average, the Yankees don't have that two punch that they thought they were going to get. So a guy like Nestor needs to pitch like he did in 2022 when he made the All-Star team, or a guy like Marcus Stroman has to step up. It's just going to have to happen, because they can't go into the playoffs and, you know, it's Cole, and then we don't, like, know who we're going to get. Yeah. Someone needs to step up. I think definitely Nestor and Stroman could be those guys to step up. But the concerning part is, look, the Yankees went into last offseason trying to get Carlos Rodon to be that number two, to be that guy behind Gerrit Cole, to, you know, put you down 2-0 in a series. All right? We haven't seen that. We haven't seen anything close to that. So that would be a concerning part. But, you know, I feel like for the most part, the other four guys you got in there are going to be solid. And then the other main concern would be the depth. You know, the depth is,
I mean,
is,
yeah, that's a, like, whole nother conversation. I guess, yeah. Warren, Beeder, Luis Gil.
Luke Weaver, too.
Luke Weaver. Is there really a need to be concerned then? I mean, I feel like the concern's more in the rotation than, like,
I don't know. I just don't think it's like, I don't know. I don't, like, if the Yankees, like, it's not going to be a problem. Like, if this Yankees offense is as good as advertised and there's no, like, severe injuries, they'll be fine. Because, like, a guy like, as long as their bullpen's good, too, a guy like Beeder could go out there, give you, like, four innings maybe, gives up, like, 2-3 runs. Yankees have a really good shot to win the game. However, if their offense is not, which would be surprising, right? But you never know.
Surprising, but not surprising.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect way to say it. If their offense is sort of like it was last year and we're bringing in, you know, Luke Weaver, that's not going to end well. So as long as the Yankees can score runs, I don't think it would be much of a problem. But I just, you know, the way it's the Yankees, the way they, you know, the last few years, can we ultimately trust that? No. But look, I mean, the front office went in, brought in Alex Verdugo. Looks like they changed their whole hitting philosophy. Juan Soto as well, right? I mentioned Verdugo first. I'm an idiot for even doing that, so I apologize to Juan Soto. But Hey, so it looks like they're making big changes, but can we totally trust it? I'm not. But as long as they'll be able to score runs, I you know, they'll be okay. You know, I want them to be – I don't know if they're going to be as good, but I want them to be close to that 2019 offense. That offense that just put up tons of runs, one of the best in the league. And,
yeah, and I mean, if you haven't that offense, there's no need to worry really about the rotation. So we'll see what we get. I think the spring, the combination of the spring training starts and just the fact that, I mean, we do have kind of an injury prone rotation. It's just making Yankee fans lose their minds. I would just say take a breather. Yes, you have a right to be concerned. I mean, we have our fair share with people in the rotation, but I mean, at the end of the day, we're going into the season with five guys that have potential. So I would just say wait and see what we got. And who knows, maybe we'll get Snell, but yeah, probably not. Before we get into the bench, Foco, new bobblehead. New York Yankees Then and Now features Mickey Mantle and Aaron Judge. It's $100. You can pre-order it through the first link in our description. It is limited edition, I believe, and it also just dropped on Saturday. So if this looks cool, go out and get it. Again, first link in our description.
Fire. Perfect bobblehead blending old school with new school. So also get this awesome, amazing hat too. Shout out to Foco. They definitely are the best. Check them out.
Yes. The Yankees apparently are still or were still looking for people to add to their bench. They made an offer to Kike Hernandez, and he was between the Yankees and the Dodgers. Ultimately chose the Dodgers just because he would get more playing time there since he's a righty. Dodgers have more lefties that they could platoon. Yankees are mostly righty.
Yeah.
And then who was the other guy that the Yankees
Amed Rosario.
Amed Rosario, who I guess chose the Rays.
Yeah.
But Yankees are still shopping, which kind of was surprising. I thought maybe they would kind of just go with what they have. I mean, an Oscar Gonzalez.
Yeah, but the problem, I feel like they, like, I could see definitely a guy like Jeter Downs possibly making the team. You know, he's fast. I think he plays maybe the outfield too, second, short, third. Oscar Gonzalez is like an outfielder. Like, I just don't know what carrying it like another outfielder would do. I feel like it has to be an infielder. One guy whose name I've seen popped up a lot from Fireside Yankees, shout out to them, they do great stuff, is Donovan Solano for the Twins. He actually played for the Yankees for a little bit, from the Twins, utility guy as well. I mean, there's some names out there, but I don't know. I mean, maybe they do roll with an Oscar Gonzalez and, you know, have Oswaldo Cabrera be the utility guy. I'm not sure. Do we somehow, some way, in some world, see a Greg Allen? I don't think he's on. I don't even know if he's on the 40 man. So if he's not on the 40 man, I think there's no chance. But Oscar Gonzalez, I don't even know if he's on the 40 man or Jeter Downs. I have to look the Yankees 40 man roster. But I don't know. I don't know because I don't know. But I feel like Oswaldo Cabrera is somehow, some way, with Peraza down, he's going to get, I feel like, another chance. Like, switch hitters. Which is
kind of crazy because,
yeah.
When we compare Peraza and Cabrera, like, what has Cabrera done to deserve this chance? And I guess,
I don't know.
He has the tools, like, switch hitter utility, but, I mean, it does kind of suck. He's going to get, I mean, he got to start in left field last year.
He couldn't get the Yankees down.
Bench now. And he's done nothing. And Peraza, I mean, came up, had a great month. Last year wasn't great, but just not it's like high school, not even playing time. But, I mean, I guess it's the situation. Another name is J.D. Davis. Just looking at his stats right now. So he was placed on waivers by the Giants. This guy's pretty good. He has been an above average hitter his entire career. I mean, other than his first 2 years with the Astros where he barely played. I mean, 2019 to 2021 with the Mets, pretty solid. And then he got traded to the Giants, and then 2022 and last year, good hitter. I don't know how good he is defensively, but this name has been getting tossed around a lot. Could be nice assurance for LeMahieu. Yeah. I guess the one thing I would say, though, is if DJ's hitting and all that, and I think J.D. Davis is kind of just like a third baseman, maybe first base, it would be, what do you do with him?
That's a great point. I don't know. You'd have to look around the league. I feel like it has to be a guy like who can play like second, short, and third. Oswaldo's gonna make the team basically. I'd be utterly shocked if he didn't. He got a base hit today. I don't know how much I've said it on here before. I'm almost at the point, like, I love Oswaldo's like energy and stuff, but like he's just done nothing for me, like offensively, and the defense last year was poor too. So I just don't like what I've seen. He's gonna make the team. It is what it is. I don't know. It would be smart to go out there and get someone else. But I don't know. It looks like the Yanks, you know, we're going to see that question asked, and it's going to be, well, we like what we have internally. But, you know, keep in mind, guys, people are going to make cuts right as spring training comes to a close. We saw last season the Yankees picked up Franchi Cordero, I think, the day before opening day. Because he was released, didn't make the club with the Orioles, went to the Yankees, and we were like, whoa, Franchi Cordero, next Matt Carpenter, and then was absolutely abysmal, made me want to pull my hair out for the rest of the season. But for a week there, in April...
He was pretty awesome.
Yeah, he was pretty awesome. El Franchi, you know, is out there in Japan right now hitting some bombs, right? But, you know, hey, that... could definitely be a possibility. Who knows? Maybe the Yankees are looking, have their scouts looking, you know, just telling Cash, hey, so-and-so, we don't know if he's going to make the team, right? If some team cuts him, Yankees could pick him up. So just because spring training is like 2 days away from ending, let's say, and the Yankees haven't done anything, does not mean they're done, because people aren't going to make these spring training rosters. They're going to get DFA'd. The Yankees can claim them. I don't know what Jeter Downs has done offensively. I think he's been okay. I mean, I saw him make another good play in the field. I'm not really caught up with Jeter Downs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that would be really sick if he made the team just because Jeter. But, like, I don't know. Like, I'd have to see more of what he's been doing this spring. He's possibly a name. I don't think the Yankees want to go. I don't think he adds what the Yankees are looking for. But yeah, I think they definitely do need another player on their bench. And maybe Christian, you get on the phone and, you know, you call, make one phone call to Franchi. We got him back here, but I don't know.
Hey, I guess Josh Donaldson's retired. So never
mind. Oh yeah. Get JD back here. And 1 year league min, 1 year league minimum right now.
If Jack Curry were to place a $5 bet, he said the person that becomes the backup shortstop / bench player, it might not be in the Yankees right now. So basically, Jack Curry said he thinks the Yankees are going to go out and get another person.
Yeah,
to be on their bench.
Yeah, I like that because like they're like. There's no way you could like trust Oswaldo Cabrera. Like he is only on this team because of his abilities, right? To play all those different positions. We've seen him playing at first base, I feel like, a few times this spring training, which is interesting to me. That was definitely interesting. He's playing shortstop, played shortstop today. But yeah, I feel like you need another guy, right? Because, you know, you need another guy. That's bottom line. I wonder who the Yankees get. It's going to be interesting to see. For sure. Hope it's someone exciting. Maybe it's a guy in AAA. Maybe the Yankees go out and make a move. right? Maybe a team needs a backup catcher. We got someone for you.
Yes.
Ben Morfitt. But yes. I don't know. This is where you got to be get creative. Small moves, sometimes like this, these things matter, you know? Never know what could happen. So, you know, get on the phone, be creative, get something done. But I wouldn't say, you know, maybe something happens immediate. Maybe something happens one day before opening day, right? Like last year with Franchi. So we'll see what happens. But I definitely do agree. I don't know if Curry was giving – not didn't really sound like his opinion there, whether what he thinks the Yankees should do. But, hey, I definitely think the Yankees should go out, get someone for their bench. I think you feel the same way, Christian. But, yeah, I think it's something the Yankees should do, and their bench is going to be interesting for sure.
Yeah, and when Curry talks, I listen. I trust
him. Of course. Of course. So,
that is the show. Thank you for listening. And, yeah, we'll be back here next Sunday, 1 week closer to the season.